This is the Q&A portion of the CCRA real-time exam. 6 minutes of dictation at 200 words per minute. Ready? Begin. Mr. Reed, you are currently an inmate at the federal prison, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
How long have you been incarcerated at this particular facility?
I began serving my sentence in July of 2018, so it's been a little over a year.
What was the crime you committed that landed you here, Mr. Reed?
There was a fight after a concert, and I was charged with aggravated assault. Wrong place, wrong time.
Mr. Reed, we are here today to ask you questions about the riot that occurred on November 17 of last year. Do you remember that incident?
Yes, I do. I don't think I'll ever forget it.
What time on November 17 did this incident take place?
The first group of guys was heading to dinner, so it had to be right around 6 o'clock.
In what area did the disturbance take place?
The fight itself happened in the hallway right outside the cafeteria.
What did you observe when you arrived in that area?
There was a crowd of people in one area, and I was in that crowd. Off to my left side, there was a guy laying on the floor.
Could you tell who this individual was who was laying on the ground?
No, I could not.
Can you estimate how many people were in that specific area?
It was a huge crowd, maybe 50 or 75. It could have even been 100 people.
Would you describe in what area you observed this group of people?
Right in the same area. They had just let out another unit for dinner. And when they let out a unit, that is another 100 or so people that are going in that direction. So it was really congested.
And you were trying to get through that area?
Right. I was heading in the direction away from the cafeteria.
Did you see anyone in that crowd that you recognized?
No, not especially.
What brought your attention to the crowd?
Well, it is always noisy during mealtime. It was pretty loud, but I wasn't paying too much attention. When I saw the guy on the floor, that told me something wasn't right.
What type of noise was this that you heard?
Mostly voices, you know. Eventually, I heard some metal, or what I thought sounded like metal, hitting the floor.
When was it you heard this metal?
I believe it was after I turned and started running.
Mr. Reed, how long were you standing by this crowd before you turned and ran?
Not very long at all.
Would you estimate a minute or possibly 2 minutes?
No, nowhere near that long. I walked into it, and when I saw the commotion, I just turned and ran. We're talking 5, maybe 10 seconds.
Which way did you run, Mr. Reed?
I ran east.
Why did you decide to run east?
Because there were only two ways to run, east or west. If I had gone west, I would have run through the crowd. I would have run through what was going on, and I didn't want to get in the middle of all that craziness.
Where were you planning to go when you ran east?
Just away from there. I was trying to get to someplace safe.
When you were in the middle of that crowd, did you see any weapons?
No, I did not see any. That doesn't mean there weren't any weapons.
When you proceeded in an easterly direction, what happened?
As I was running, I ran into Officer Bellman. I didn't actually touch him, but we were face to face. I don't know which way he went, but I went around him and just ran.
Did you come close enough to him to touch?
We were close enough to touch, but we did not.
You indicated this officer was Officer Bellman. Did you know his name at the time?
No, I did not.
When did you determine his name?
Later on, I was taken to the disciplinary committee. They tried to find out what happened, and I told them what I knew. I told them how I ran into an officer. I didn't know his name, so I described him.
What description did you give to the officials regarding this officer?
At that time, Mr. Bellman had kind of brownish blonde hair. He had a mustache, I believe, and long sideburns. He was tall and thin, probably weighed around 180 or 190 pounds.
When you almost ran into Officer Bellman, could you determine what he was doing at the time?
He was running toward the disturbance.
When did you first notice him?
The first time I became aware of him was when I almost ran into him.
Were you paying attention to which way you were going at the time?
No, I was just trying to put distance between me and the craziness that was going on.
How long did you stand in front of him?
Maybe 5 or 10 seconds. It's hard to remember exactly.
What happened after both of you broke away?
I just ran. See, there's really no place to go because it is closed off. When anything happens, all the the doors shut. I saw a spot where I could press up against the wall, and that is what I ran for.
You indicated that when anything happens, doors shut. What do you mean by that?
Whenever there is a disturbance, every door that is not locked will get locked, so it is cut off. Everyone is more or less isolated where they are at.
Had you ever been present at the prison during a similar disturbance prior to this one?
Yes. This was not the first incident like that, and it won't be the last.
Mr. Reed, how were you aware that doors of all units were shut?
Because this is what happened.
You indicated that you did not proceed in a westerly direction because that would be toward where the incident was occurring. Is that correct?
Right. I didn't really have much choice.
Where did you intend to go when you headed in an easterly direction?
I didn't have any real place to go. I was just trying to get away. I panicked, really.
Why did you panic, Mr. Reed?
Because people get killed in disturbances like that. You just try to get out of the way as fast as you can. If you don't, you might be one that's trampled or stabbed or whatever.
Where did you intend to go after you passed Officer Bellman?
I just wanted to get as far away as I could. I was hoping to find a safe place, if that was possible.
How far did you get after you passed Officer Bellman?
I'm sorry, I really don't know.
Can you estimate time-wise how long you continued running?
Like I say, I was kind of upset and I don't really know. I wasn't able to go far, so it couldn't have lasted long.
More or less than a minute?
Not even 10 seconds.